弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很感谢主，我们经过这个大学大家都平安无事，虽然不方便，但是看见大家都能够一个感恩的心，我们再次来敬拜神。
I'm very glad to see everyone that even though we've been inconvenienced by the snow that but everyone made out okay. And so we want to give them thanks.
我们感谢弟兄姐妹，很多弟兄姐妹这个礼拜从礼拜二一直到礼拜六我们都有分批不同的弟兄姐妹来这边出学。
And we also want to thank brothers and sisters that starting from this past Tuesday until Saturday, we have brothers and sisters coming in different groups to clear the snow.Of the church grounds.
那每一个查经班都很卖力，派出人来。
And every fellowship sent out the representatives to help clear the shovel the snow.
我们到西雅图大概快三十年了，那个第一次需要除雪才能够出来。
So we've been here in Seattle for 30 some years, and this was the first time ever we had to clear the snow in order to even get out.
Yeah, 我们的 driveway 上呢，车子一开马上就堵住了，那很深，所以就没办法开，就把雪要除掉，很长啊，要一直除掉。
So there's so much snow falling onto our driveway that we have to shovel it, otherwise our car is being backed up by the snow.
那我们教会的这个停车场也是一样，你看那前面最早的那个是没有。对，这个是最早大概礼拜二、礼拜三造的。
So this is a photo was taken.
已经有除过一些了。
Wednesday, and this is already after the first round of clearing.
这前面的那条路已经徐伟他们家已经来清过了，有几个弟兄姐妹清过了。
And so the road that lead into our church, our brothers,徐伟 and others had cleared.
然后礼拜三晚上也有人来清，那礼拜四这个五点到大概四五点也有很多人来清。那么在礼拜六再清一次。
And so Thursday, in the afternoon, we had a lot of people come, and then also we did it again on Saturday.
那我们最年长的 Julie 跟 Joe 他们也都来帮忙 ，Joe 也是帮忙清。那 Julie 帮忙做这个晚餐。
And we, more senior of the members, Sister Julie and Brother Joe were here. To sort of help clear the roads and also prepare dinner.
Yeah, 然后有几个姐妹也是就是我们都不好意思，姐妹也都来帮忙了。
And even the sisters came to help shovel the snow.
好几个姐妹来帮忙，所以也是这个不容易。那么我们知道这个很多弟兄姐妹都不能出来家里也是不容易出来，所以。是，要不然我想更多的弟兄姐妹会来帮忙的。
And I believe that more brothers and sisters would have come if it wasn't for snow that's kind of hampering their efforts to leave their house.
好，我们今天呢继续我们要读哥林多前书第四章这个是我们第一就有第一段哥林多前书呢一到四章是一大段，所以我们就把它讲完，那我再换别的题目。
So we'll continue to read from 1 Corinthians. So as we know that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to chapter 4, they all are interconnected. And so we'll finish reading this before we move on to other topic.
所以已经大概有至少五次，大概有五次的都是哥林多前书，所以弟兄姐妹可能会觉得很闷，那我想我们还是把它读完。这次我们还是把它再讲哥林多前书的第四章，我们读好。
So we'll read, so I know we've been reading a lot from this book, but please bear with me, we'll finish it. So we'll read from 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们第四章的一到七节第四章一到七节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 7.
好，我们中文先读，然后英文再读。我们
We'll read in Chinese first and then afterwards English.
好，都找到了哈，我们一起好，第一节开始。人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘室的管家。所求于管家的是要他有忠心。我被你们论断，或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义。但判断我的乃是主。所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。那时个人要从神那里得着称赞。弟兄们，我为你们的缘故拿这些事转比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不过圣经所记，免得你们自高自大贵重这个 轻看那个。使女与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是灵兽的呢？若是灵兽的，为何自夸仿佛不是灵兽的呢？
Okay, so 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 through 7 English, let's begin. Let a man regard us in this manner, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy. But to me, it is a very small thing that I may be examined by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even examine myself. For I am conscious of nothing against myself, yet I am not by this acquitted. But the one who examines me is the Lord. Therefore, do not go on passing judgment before the time. But wait until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts. And then each man's praise will come to him from God. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively applied to myself and Apollos for your sake, so that in us you may learn not to exceed what is written, so that no one of you will become arrogant in behalf of one against the other. For who regards you as superior? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
好，我们再翻那个彼得前书的第四章，我们从七我们念到十一节。好。
And then turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 to 10.
好，我们彼得前书的第四章，我们七念到十一节。好，我们念到十一节。
So let's go to 11. So from verse 7 to 11.
好。我们一样中文先念，然后英文再念。好
Again, we'll read Chinese first.
好，开始。万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
Okay, First Peter chapter 4, verse 7 through 11. Let's begin. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for this purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterance of God.Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory, the dominion, forever and ever. Amen.
好，我们如果再回想一下这哥林多书信呢，那么这本书呢是保罗在第三次宣教的时候在以弗所写的。
So if you recall these letters to the Church of Corinth, it's written by Paul during his third trip, missionary trips, when he was in the city of Ephesians.
那在以弗所，保罗住了三年半的时间。
And there Paul lived for 3.5 years.
在这个时候呢，他听到应该是在以弗所的时候呢，他听到哥林多教会的弟兄来跟他说，哥林多教会。有一些个问题。
And so I think it was while he was living in Ephesus when he heard brothers from Corinth that reflected to him that there are some issues going on in the church there.
那他第一个问题就是纷争的问题。
And so the very first problem was the problem of division.
那保罗说什么是纷争呢？你们的问题纷争是什么呢？就是说有人说我是属于保罗，有人说我是属于亚波罗，有人说我是属于彼得的是。各自分党结派。
And so what is that problem? And as described by Paul, he said, because some people said that they are of Paul, others said that they are of Apollos, and some said that they are of Peter.
好，那从这里呢，就带出保罗就开始跟他们讲啊，他们的问题啊，那他们的问题呢，保罗没有直接就责备他们，他乃是说出神在我们得救人身上有什么样的旨意。
And so, Paul started to show them to try to address this problem, but he didn't directly rebuke them, but rather he started to share with them what is God's will for all of them.
那他就是说出神用十字架拯救人的神的智慧啊，神的能力。
He started by sharing that God's wisdom in using the cross to save people and his power.
那么啊，接着呢，他就说呢，我们是神手上的工作，我们是啊神所耕种的田地，那么所建造的房屋，我们是属于基督的。
And he said that we are God's work in His hands, and we are the house that He builds, and we are the farmland which He plowed. That we belong to Christ.
那这前面的三章，前面一章、二章讲基督跟他十字架，第三章讲我们是神在身上，我们身上所工作的对象。那今天第四章呢，就讲到我们是基督的仆人。
And so in the first two chapters, he's talking about Christ. And that how, and this third one is how he worked. And then today, in this fourth chapter, he talk about that we are his steward.
好，那我们现在先从更大的一个啊，好，我们从比较大的一个啊这个角度来看，就是说呢，在这个保罗的书信里面呢，第一组的书信就是所谓的啊罗马书。
And so among Paul's letters, the very first group is what we call the Book of Romans.
啊，还有哥林多前后书，还有加拉太书，这四本书呢，就讲到我们的救恩，啊，讲到救恩的真理，啊，最就是找到基督徒，我们怎么样子能够得救，我们怎么样得救以后能够走这个基督徒的生活，这四本书一定要看。
And so that includes what we call Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and also Galatians. And so all this is talk about our salvation and how we should live our lives after we've been saved. So I think these four books are a must read.
啊，神从旧约拯救犹太人、以色列人的时候就说过了，要让他们成为君尊的祭司的国度，那成为属神的子民，不但是被拯救，而且是要来服侍神。
And then God already said that when He saved the Israelites, that He wants them to be a nation, a kingdom of priests.
换句话说，神不仅仅要我们来得救而已，神的目的是要我们在他的家里面来建造，不但被建造，而且建造别人。
And so it's not just God's will for us not just to be saved, but also we be built by Him, and also through us that others could be built up as well.
表面上好像说神买属我们。
And so on the surface, it seems like that God had purchased us.
好像有个目的，有个交换，要我们来当做奴隶，来好像服侍他做工，像法老王一样。表面上好像说神用这样叫，其实不是这样子。
And so on the surface, it seems like there's a price to be paid to be saved. That God saved us, and then we in turn are become His slave to do work for Him, just like how the slaves do work for on behalf of the pharaohs back in the day. But that's not the truth.
神要我们的是要得到生命，而且得到更丰盛的生命。这是方法。没有经过这样子的在神的家中服侍。被锻炼的话，我们不能得到丰盛的生命。
So the ultimate goal for God is for us to receive life and an abundant life. But how we receive it is through serving.
好，那在圣经里面呢，你就慢慢去看就知道，服侍神的人呢，神要做一个工作，神要找一个人来做一个工作，要先做这个人，把这个人呢，先把他建造起来，才做神的事工。
And so God needs His people to do work for Him. But before that.You discover that the way that God works is that before anything is done, God first worked on that person to build that person up before he could come out to serve.
那么神要的人呢？第一个要怎么样呢？必须要认识他，就是得救的基督徒，必须要是有经过耶稣基督的宝血啊所赦免，然后能够洁净来到神的面前。所以第一个呢，必须要是得救基督徒。如果一个没有得救基督徒，在神面前服侍，基本上他不能够认识，他不能真正知道他服侍的目的是什么。
So the first requirement for that person is that he must be a Christian. He must be saved by the Lord's blood. Because otherwise, if he's not a Christian, if he's not saved, all the work he does, he will not know why he's doing what he's doing.
很多基督徒一得救以后，包括我以前也是一样，好像就很热心地要来做一些事情，这是很好，但是不够。我们再往前，下一步就叫奉献给神的人。
So a lot of times, as brand new Christians, myself included, when we first saved, we had this fervent heart to want to serve. There's this fire inside, but that's not enough. As you keep on reading, there's more that needs to be done to serve.
所以在罗马书里面就讲到这两个点，一个是得救，因信称义得救，然后再怎么样成为圣洁，怎么样胜过罪，从罪里面胜过，然后就是然后再讲到的时候是奉献。这两个点呢，是罗马书整个强调这两个重点。
And so that's what those are the two points that's emphasized in the Book of Romans. Is that first you need to be saved, and secondly also need there's this offering, the sacrifice.
所以我们因信称义以后呢，开始要走成圣的道路。什么叫成圣呢？我们就从旧约的画面来看。
So after we're saved, because of justification by faith, that we need to walk the path of righteous sanctification.
所谓的成圣就是分别为圣的意思。什么叫分别为圣呢？你在旧约去看，如果一只牛生下来，当它奉献给神的时候呢，给神的殿的时候呢，这只牛就叫什么？分别为圣。
And so, on the matter of sanctification, it means to be separate and holy. What that means is that if you look at the ancient times.When a calf is offered up, is to God, is separated out, and brought to the temple.
所以呢，你家的牛如果生下来，你就奉献给神，再呈给神的殿。然后另外一只隔壁的呢，它生下来可能比你的健康，它是它主人用。那这两只呢，哪一个是分别为圣呢？是这一只献给神的。
And so, for example, even if two calves were born at the same time, one is to be sanctified and to give to God, it will be brought to the temple. And the other one, even though it may be healthier, the owner may keep the calf, but between the two, the one that is actually sanctified to God is the one that's already sent to the temple.
这两只牛呢，从外表看呢，没有差别的，并没有因为另外一只奉献给神，那一只就特别健康、特别肥，没有的，一样的，就是没有差别。但是呢。那一只奉献给神的，它就叫什么？分别为圣。
And so on the outside, the two calves may look the same, or the one that's being separated, sanctified for to be used for God, didn't appear to grow any healthier than the other one. But because that one is from birth, it's given to God, sanctified to God, that's the one that's to be with Him.
那今天一样，我们基督徒呢？我们今天得救基督徒。有没有奉献呢？你看不出来，外表你看不出来的。
And so, in the same way, for us Christians today, when we make offering or make sacrifices on the outside, you may not be able to tell.
但是，当你愿意把自己向神说：“主啊，我奉献给你，我的一生求你来使用。”当你向神这样祷告的时候呢，就像那一只牛是奉献给神的殿一样的。从此，你就是什么走分别为圣的道路，而不是你做了什么。
But when you says pray to God that you offer yourself up to Him, then from that moment on, it's just like that calf which has been sanctified. You are sanctified to God.
好，这是讲到这两个点。那我们第三个呢，就讲到说十字架的经历。
And then the third point is the experience of the cross.
换句话说，我们做神的仆人，在神的家中，如果没有经过十字架的经历的话呢，我们在服事过程会。
And so, in other words, a servant in the house of God, if we have not experienced the cross, then we'll encounter a lot of issues.
就像这个纷争一样的，在神的家中，在教会里面，真正出问题都是那些很热心为神做工的同工。
As in the matter of division, in the house of God, oftentimes the people who you see have most division among the most division you'll see are among those who are most fervent to serve God.
这不是说不好，只是说我们要看到，就是说这是我们的这个己的问题。那这个己的问题呢是没有办法的，只有十字架。不是说你要努力让我们的己呢 不露出来，让我们这个人呢变得更好，那我们就没办法，就是天然本性。所以这个只有十字架有办法。
And this is not to say it's a bad thing. It's just our own nature, and this nature could only be dealt with by the cross, by God Himself.
所以，如果一个基督徒你在教会，你就是说来礼拜天来做礼拜，完了就回去，跟弟兄姐妹没什么交通，也没什么教会服侍，那保证不会有问题的。
So as Christian, if you only come on Sunday and then just leave after the message is over, you never communicate with brothers and sisters, and you just go home, then of course you're not going to have any problems.
然后有时间的话，如果有时间，教会有一些什么事情我可以做的，帮帮忙。
And you know, if I have time, if there's some things I could help out at church, I'll go ahead and help.
好像另外一种所谓的 social 的，那这样保持大家都非常愉快，这样子的话。当然是很好，但是这样子的不是神的心意。
So basically, if you treat the church almost like a social event, then of course you're keeping everything all social and cordial with everybody else. It's all good, but then that's not what God wanted.
就是我们像一般没有信主的家人里面呢，如果看到有人信主，就是你可以信，但是不要信得太明。
And just like among us, family members who are not believers yet, seeing somebody who just became a believer, they'll say to them, it's okay for you to be a believer, but just don't go too deep into it.
好，那不是神的心意。所以保罗在哥林多书信里面讲到我们这个纷争的问题，所有的问题都一样，但最重要这个纷争问题是什么呢？是要十字架对付我们这个人。所以呢，他从第一章、第二章、整章呢都要讲一个十字架的基督跟十字架。
And so Paul talked about the problem of division is all centered around the same thing, that we need the cross to deal with it. And that's why Paul spent the first and the second chapter talking about the cross.
那么罗马书里面也有讲到这个真理，但是真正的这操练呢，在哥林多书信看到了。所以哥林多书信呢，强调就是基督跟十字架，这是我们要第三步要学的，就是说要服侍神的人，这一步一定要经过。
And so the Romans, in the book of Romans, it also addressed this truth, but then in both book of the Corinthians, then that it talked about the practical application of it, and talked about the Christ and the cross, and that we need to truly understand this.
那么如果我们去看哥林多这个教会的问题，你会说，这怎么是神的教会呢？这已经太烂了，这问题太多了吧？
So if you look at the issues that the church of Corinth experienced, you'll be taken aback and think, how could this be even a church of God? Because there's too many problems.
但是保罗说呢，这是神要做的荣耀的教会，因为神要有一天呢要做荣耀的教会。虽然今天不像，但是神的工作，圣灵的工作是要把这个教会做成荣耀的。
But Paul said that is the work that God will do. That is His glorious work that He will one day turn that church into glorious church.
好，所以呢，教会有问题呢，不是问题。就教会有问题不是问题，就是教会有问题，我们愿意去学习。受对付操练，这个就没有问题。
So if church has an issue, has a problem, have problems, but then if we're willing to learn and to change, then that's not a problem.
人家说啊，历史告诉我们，人不能从历史学什么。
So
教训学到什么？从就是不能从历史的教训去避免重复的错误，人很难的。
So we've been told that it's hard for man to learn from history.To avoid making the same mistake.
但是呢，如果我们犯了错了，又不能去改，那是更糟糕的。所以，如果能够犯错了，还能够去从历史里面去学习，再避免重复，这还算是不错的。
But if we made a mistake and we're not able to learn from our past mistake, then that's very, very sad. But if we made a mistake, but then we're able to learn from that mistake and change, then that's much better.
好，那么哥林多的这个书信呢，保罗说了第三点。那今天要讲的第四点是要对神忠心，这是神的仆人的要求是忠心。
And it comes now today to the fourth chapter of First Corinthians. It's this talk about being faithful to God as His servant.
Okay, 好，那我们稍微先好这样子花一点时间来讲。那我们再来看下一个是好，我们先第一个点呢。就是说我们是做神基督的执事，神奥秘室的管家呢，所要求是什么呢？要有忠心，也就忠心是最重要一点。
And so we're talking about we are the steward of the mystery of God, then what the one requirement for us is that we need to be faithful.
那什么是忠心呢？忠心就是说神所托付给你的，神所给你启示的，你照着做就对了。神可能给你小的启示，小的托付，你就把小的做完。神给你大的启示，大的托付，你就照你所领受的做完。
And what does it mean to be faithful? It means to be responsible and execute whatever God has shown you, have put you in charge of, whether it's large or small.
神给你一千两，你就照一千两所得的拿出来。神给你五千两的，你照五千两拿出来用啊，这个就是忠心。
And if he gave you 1,000 pieces of gold, then you do 1,000 pieces of gold worth of work. And if God gave you 5,000, then you do 5,000 pieces of gold work.
那神奥秘的是，我想这个今年跟去年一段时间，洞庭都在讲神的奥秘，对不对？神里面，神国里面的奥秘。
So I think our brother Pong has shared with everyone for the past year or two about the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
那在整个圣经来讲，在我们今天所能够知道的奥秘，就神的奥秘是很多的。但神的奥秘如果没有启示的话，人怎么样都不能明白。
So there are many mysteries of God, but if God is not willing to reveal that to us, then we cannot understand any of them.
就比如说我们今天的这个教会。今天的这个福音，在旧约的人是不能够明白的。无论神怎么样启示呢，是没办法，因为没有做成。所以神的奥秘怎么样来启示呢？神先做成了，才让我们看。
And so in the same way, how the in the New Testament, all the things revealed in the New Testament, no matter how God tried to reveal them to the Israelites in the Old Testament time, they cannot understand it because it's not been done yet. So the way that God works is that He will first do those things and then show and then reveal the mysteries to the people.
那我们今天的人呢，我们也不能明白新天新地，我们不能够知道将来的所谓的千年国度，因为呢还没有到。所以我们今天能够启示的就是整个圣经告诉我们是基督。是神的奥秘，还有教会是基督的奥秘，这两个奥秘都是围绕在这两个主要的奥秘里面。
And so, just in the same way that we cannot not understand the new heaven and new earth, because it's not done yet. So, but today we know that of these two, we understand these two mystery. And the first mystery is that Christ is mystery of God, and that church is mystery of Christ.
所以我们就知道神的奥秘是什么呢？神的奥秘就基督。神要做什么事都透过他儿子耶稣基督。也就是如果要认识神的奥秘，就要来认识基督。
And so, the first of all, again, is that the mystery of God is Christ, and everything is done through Christ.
就是说我们今天可以知道神造了人啦，神要我们进天国啦，天国像什么样子的？还有就是说我们怎么样能够得救呢？这些都是奥秘。没有信的人，他看不见，也不能明白。今天我们其实知道很多神的奥秘。
And so, in the same way, how God saves people and that we're to enter into heaven, all these are mystery that's shown to us as Christians. So, for non-believers, they cannot understand these things. So, today, as Christians, we already know a lot of the mysteries.
你打开圣经，你新约一看，很多都是讲到奥秘的事。为什么呢？没有信的人，不信的人，他根本看不懂。对他讲是。读了但不能明白，所以这个就是我们今天是有福的，因为我们看见神很多的奥秘。
So if you look at the New Testament, it's full of mysteries. But to people who are non-believers, they do not understand this. And so that's why we're so blessed as Christians that we already have so many of these mysteries shown to us.
好，所以我们说神的奥秘是基督，那基督的奥秘是什么呢？基督的奥秘是教会，透过教会来彰显基督，也就是整个教会才能够把基督。
So we say God's mystery is Christ. And what is the mystery of Christ? The mystery of Christ is the church. And it's through the church that our Lord Jesus Christ has been shown forth.
好，那我们现在要看的重点就是执事跟管家，就是我们是基督的执事，神奥秘的管家。我现在花一点时间讲这两个东西。
And so next I'd like to share with you about deacons and stewards.
好，我们如果记得的话，在这本哥林多前书呢有两个词讲到执事，但这两个词呢是不同的字的。
So if you recall in the First Corinthians, it talked there are two words that used to describe servants or deacons.
Yeah.
But the two words are different.
好，一个是在第四章的第一节说，人应当以我们为基督的执事，这是第一个。这个字呢，就是这个五二五七这个字，就是这个啊 ，strong 的 number 是五二五七。
Okay, so the first one is used to describe in the first verse of chapter 4. It says that as servants of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God.
那第二个字呢，一样讲执事啊，英文翻也是叫 servant。那是在第三章的第五节，那边就是，啊，亚波罗算什么，保罗算什么，无非是执事。第五节。
And then the second place where second word that's used to describe servant is in chapter 3, verse 5, where Paul said, "What then is Apollos, and what is Paul? Servants."From whom you believe. So again, in the English version, they use the word servants to describe this position.
那这个在翻译上来讲都是啊，英文大概都差不多像 servant， 或者是。
So in the English translation, it's pretty much they use the same words servants to describe this.
那么啊，在这个我们来看这两个字有什么？那我们一般讲的教会里面的执事呢？是在哥林多前书三章的第五节这个字啊，那是下一个我们会讲到那个字。
And so usually in church when we talk about deacons or servants, it's usually referred to the words that's described in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5.
Yeah, 那是 deacons, 那是翻译成 deacons.
And we translate that in English to deacon.
好，那我们先看第四章的这个执事呢，它的强调的点是什么呢？它是讲。就说这个字的用词的原来是讲说在古代。
And so let's look at the word that's used in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1. This particular word that's used in ancient times to describe.
好，这个字呢，就是以前呢，古代的时候呢，有一些奴隶或者罪犯被抓来，去在打仗的时候呢，在战舰里面呢摇那个桨。底下在底下两层里面摇桨的那些人，最底下的那些啊摇桨的那些奴工。
And so in this first one is used to describe slaves who have been sent to the the front lines to serve in the battleships to row as rowers.
好，所以这个做的工作是下等的工作，都是仆人的工作。但是他强调一个点是什么呢？他是一个强调点，就是说是。所谓的，好，你先讲。
And so this is a very lowly jobs.
好，那强调一点就是说呢，它是主人跟这个仆人奴隶的这个关系。
But what it emphasizes is the relationship between the master and the slave.
有些时候在福音书里面翻译叫做差役或者是衙役，就是所谓的 officer 或者 guard 那些个。什么祭司长的差役啦，等等这些就是都用这个字。
And oftentimes it's also used to describe officers or guards of the priest. And so whenever you see this word officer or guard in that context, you know it's referring to this particular word used to describe servants.
好，那这个就是说打仗的时候呢，他鼓声呢敲得快，你就划得快；慢，你就划得就跟着要。上面什么样命令就跟着做，所以这是需要绝对的服从的意思。
And then during battles, these rowers, these slaves would then row at the speed of the drum. You know, the drum beats quicker, and then they row faster. And if slow down, then they row at they match at speed. So in other words, they do the will of the master, whoever gave them that command.
如果你们看过那个宾汉的电影，那里面就有这一幕，它快慢。
So here's an example from the movie Ben-Hur. You see that's a very familiar scene, and that's what's being used to describe those people.
Okay, 好，那另外一个字，我们现在讲另外一个字呢？好，这个字就是所谓的哥林多前书的三章第五节那边，还有我们讲到在这个。提摩太书信里面讲到说，执事的需要 requirement 是什么啊？那个执事就用这个字。
And then the second word that's used to describe servants is this word. And then that's used in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. And it's the same way as in Book of Timothy, where it talk about the requirements for deacons, and that word that's the word that's used here.
这个是叫 diakonos, 就是希腊文的那个 发音, 但是就我们叫 deacons, 我们的知识就用这个字。
And so in the original Greek, it's pronounced as diakonos, but we kind of translate that to deacons.
它也是一样, 就是说是属于像 attendant, waiter, 就是 被使唤的人或者佣人。 或者是执事都用这个字。
So in other words, it's used to describe an attendant or a waiter in general, somebody who waits on waits upon others.
那这个字比较重在哪里？重在工作上。那刚刚那个字比较重在关系上，主从的关系。那这个字呢，重视的是工作、事工。And
so, whereas the first word we just went over focused on, put emphasis on the relationship between the master and the slave. In this particular deacon, diakonos, the focus is on the work.
好，那我们先看管家这个字。
And so let's take a look at the word steward.
Yeah. 好，管家呢？你如果去看圣经里面，就管家这个字，就是我们对管家，我不知道你们对管家有什么样的认识。
So I'm not sure what's your understanding of the word steward.
管家其实是蛮大的，在古代管家其实是蛮大的。
So in fact, in the ancient times, the steward's giving a lot of responsibility in the household.
为什么呢？因为以前的主人呢是有很多仆人的，不是只有一个，是很多仆人的。
So because back in the day, the master had a lot of slaves, not just one. They had a lot.
那老板不会说，主人不会说跟每一个仆人讲你做什么，不会这样子的。
And so the master wouldn't give commands to every single one of the slaves that you do this, you do this. He wouldn't do that. He would just talk to one person, and that person is the steward.
所以管家的责任就是把整个主人的家所有需要的主人所说的他去执行。他怎么样执行呢？找哪一个合适人去做合适的工作。
And so it's the steward's responsibility to execute the will, the command of the master. Whatever the house needs, he will go. It's the responsibility of the steward to go and find and identify the slave to carry out those tasks.
像我们今天在公司里面做事，可能是经理啦、总经理啦、CEO啦这种责任的，就是他是身负一个主人的托付要去执行，他不一定要做，找别人做啊，是这样一个工作。
And so, in a similar way in the business world, how the CEOs, the managers, they are their responsibility to execute the wishes, the commands of the people above them, and then it's also their task to then find the specific people to execute those tasks.
而且不止这样子，在圣经里面讲到教会的时候呢，特别讲到一个点，就是要按时分粮，有这个意味的，就是这是很重要的，管家很重要的，按时要去分粮。 粮食的意思.
And then also there's a very important task that's been talked about in the Bible is the, as part of the responsibility of the steward is that to give out the food in a timely manner to the people.
好，那如果今天我们可以知道了，就是所谓的像欧洲他们叫 butler， 就是所谓的那个用这个英文字嘛，管家的这个字。
So it's the same word as the word butler used in the European countries.
那如果白宫呢？白宫是谁是管家呢？
And so for example,
就是美国的白宫谁是管家呢？
In the
是谁是管家呢？
White House,
叫什么名字？
In the White House, who's the steward?
叫 chief of staff， 是不是？
So
是应该叫 chief of staff。
So the one
应该是这个字是 chief of staff， 就是说白宫里面的所有的 staff 的 chief， 那个就是所谓的管家的意思。应该我想它应该是类似这样味道。
So I think in the similar sense that the chief of staff for the president. Has a similar responsibility because he oversees all the other staff members.
旧约里面就叫家宰，有没有听过叫家宰？家宰。
In the Old Testament, it's called
家宰，好像就有点像 household 的那个啊，就是像管家一样。
So there's also a very similar position that's mentioned a lot in the Old Testament.
那都要讲皇家的 royal family 的。
Oh, except for that case, it's usually a position that's in the palace.
对，就皇家的，皇家的，在圣经里面，他就用"家宰"这个字来用，就是家庭皇家里面有一个仆人负责管理很多事情啊。
And so in a similar way in the royal palace, that there's that one particular person, that position that is in charge of making sure all things inside the palace go smoothly.
那么在圣经里面呢，有另外一个地方，就是出埃及记里面讲到一个叫爱的奴仆，就是一个人如果被卖了，服侍主人六年，他应该可以离开了，但他愿意终身的服侍主人，他就打一个耳朵，耳洞，就是爱的奴仆，帮 servant。
And so in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, it talks about another term, bond servant. So basically, if someone is sold into slavery, they work for the master for 6 years, then they are free. Unless the person wants to stay with that master because the master has been so good to him. And then in that case, he becomes a bond he needs to have his ear pierced, and then he now becomes a bond servant.
本来奴隶这个是大家都不要做的，但如果一个人当奴隶了，他觉得他主人爱他，他不要出去，他就要终身的服侍，是因为爱的关系来服侍这个主人。这个圣经所说的这个啊，是仆人。圣经所说的仆人，那就要有这样子的态度，就是我愿意来服侍，而且乐意要爱我的主人，而不是说被迫的。
So normally nobody want to be a slave, but if the person found that the master being so good to him, they want to continue to serve that master for the rest of his life out of love, and that's the key, out of love.And that's what makes a bond servant. And that's in a similar way how in the Bible it describes as that's how we should serve God, that we want to serve Him out of love.
好，那我们来就是说旧约里面呢，就是有叫约瑟呢，主人将家中所有都交给约瑟管理。有没有这个？你们都读过这个约瑟的故事？主人把家中所有的交给他管理。
And so in the Old Testament, there's also the story of Joseph. I'm sure most of you are familiar with. So Joseph, in the house of his master, he gave everything to Joseph to oversee.
唯有主人跟他的妻子不在约瑟之下。
And Joseph was only under his master and his master's wife in terms of status in his master's household.
那么在提多书里面讲到，提多书一章七节说，监督既是神的管家。
And then in the book of Titus, it says that the overseer is not only God's steward.
好，监督这个字呢，在有些教会就像长老，有些教会叫监督，那么它是一样的意思。那么监督呢，必须要能够什么呢？圣经说能够教导，就我们刚刚讲的，要能够按时分粮。这个粮食是什么？属灵的粮食。
And so, in other places, the overseer is also another term for elders, to describe elders. And then the requirement to be an overseer is that not only they need to be able to teach, but then they also need to be able to dispense food and in a timely manner. And in this particular context, it means spiritual food.
那对执事，对一般的仆人呢，没有这个要求。
And so for your average deacon, the normal servants, there's no such requirement.
圣经没有要求说需要按时分粮来做这个教导属灵的，没有这样要求。但是呢，当然如果你能够教导，那最好的。只是说圣经是讲到管家就类似监督，跟执事有一点差别。
And so again, there's no such requirement for deacons to be able to timely dispense the spiritual food and our teachings and guidance. It's only for the overseers or elders. So there's that difference between an overseer and a deacon or a steward.
好，那么在路加福音十六章里面有讲到一个故事，就是说耶稣讲一个比喻，一个精明但是不义的管家。大概都是知道这个故事。
So in book of Luke, chapter 16, our Lord Jesus shared a parable of the wise and unrighteous or dishonest manager or steward.
因为这个管家呢，有人来跟主人告说，你的管家呢浪费你的东西。
And for someone came to the master and said that your steward had been wasteful of your resources.
那主人就想要辞这个管家，所以他就在管家就知道了，主人要把他给辞掉。
And so the owner, the master, wanted to fire the steward. And so the steward was made aware of that.
那这个精明不义的管家呢，就知道自己将来很麻烦了。就是说呢，想着我如果要去种田，没有力气；要当乞丐去讨吗？面子挂不住。
And so this unrighteous steward, he came to start thinking to himself that if I ever get fired, then I don't have the physical ability to work in the field, and I couldn't stand the humiliation of standing on side to beg.
那他怎么办呢？他就想一个方法，他说：“嗯，我知道了，就把欠他主人的这些个啊、欠他主人债的这些人就叫来，一个一个叫来。”
And so he started to think to himself, "Oh, I know. Here's how I'll deal with this."
Yeah.
And so he started calling.For all the people who owe his master money, he called those people to come to him.
他说你欠多少呢？他说我欠一百担的油啊。另外一个说我欠一百担的啊这个麦子。
And he'll start asking them, going through one by one, like how much do you owe my master? How much do you? And some will say, oh, I owe your master 100 dans worth of oil. The other one might say 100 dans worth of grain.
然后就说你们赶快把单子拿来修改一下，一个写五十，一个写八十。
And then he said, show me the receipt. And then he changed them. The steward would change the amounts. One changed to 50, the other one changed to 80.
那主人听到呢，就讲这个仆人，讲这个管家呢，怎么说呢？他说是一个啊，他是很精明的管家。为什么精明呢？他为他将来着想。
And so when the master heard about this, he called the steward to him. And he said, he's a wise steward. Why? Because this steward is making preparation for his future, for his future days.
所以这个精明呢，讲什么？称赞他很精明，他非常的精明，为自己的事打算，很精明的一个人。
So that's why the master would call him wise, because he is making plans for his own future.
但主人责备他是什么？不义的管家。所以主人的责备是什么？是不义的。他很聪明，但是他是却不义的。
But yet the master also rebuked him, saying, calling him an unrighteous or a dishonest steward.
那另外一个就是路加福音十二章四十二节讲到说，主人要来，就讲到耶稣要再来。耶稣再来的时候呢，就要看到他的仆人里面有两类的仆人。
And then in Luke chapter 12, verse 42, it says that the master will come again and saw that to see that his steward there are two types.
啊，一个是一种人是。忠心有见识的，另外一个是什么？是酒醉，然后啊，是一个不义的啊，这个仆人。
And one type is a faithful and sensible steward, while the other type is the unrighteous steward.
啊，所以我们就讲到说忠心。那么圣经里面可以找两个人，大概一个是摩西。摩西在希伯来书里面呢，第三章，神称他在摩西在神的全家什么尽忠，是他被称赞的。
And in terms of faithful, I think.We could identify two people in the Bible that are most faithful, and the one is Moses, who in the third chapter, he is called the most faithful of his house.
那记得摩西在做会幕的时候呢，神在山上所指示的样式，耶和华怎么说，摩西就怎么做。所以他是什么？有神的启示，但是呢，也真的是忠心的去执行。
And so, especially in the matter of building a tabernacle, whatever God revealed to him, Moses diligently wrote, recorded everything down and executed. So not only he received, but he also executed according to God's will.
那个保罗也是，保罗还没有信，还没有啊被大光照之前呢。
And so the second person is was Paul.And before he was stricken down by the bright light,
他是叫扫罗，他名字叫扫罗。
He was called Saul.
然后他是为了神热心，大发热心，逼迫基督徒。他认为这些基督徒是离经叛道的人。
And he had great zeal for the Lord, and for that he persecuted the Christians.
所以保罗有热心吗？有热心。他有没有把自己要献给神呢？有的。保罗他你看他自己讲的，在腓立比书讲，他是从年轻的时候就跟。最好的拉比在学的。
And so Paul had this zeal for God, and he also devoted himself to God. And as he said earlier, that he learned from the best, most knowledgeable rabbi.
从他那个时候逼迫基督徒，热心的逼迫，他忠不忠心呢？很忠心的。对神来讲，对他的领受的启示来讲，他是在执行神的任务，他认为。
And so during the time where he was persecuting the Christians, he was also very, he could be considered as very extremely faithful to God. And this is in the context of what he was taught, what he was revealed, what was revealed to him at the time. He thought he's doing all this for God.
但是当他被大光光照到大马色的路上被大光光照以后呢，成为另外一个人了，他叫保罗。从此开始他就被逼迫了，他反而被逼迫，而不是逼迫人家。
And then, but then on his way to Damascus and was struck down by the great light and took on the name Paul, he now became someone who is being persecuted by others.
他本来光明的前途呢，可以当官的，反而今天变成是奴，被囚犯了，变囚犯了。
And he used to have a bright future in other people's eyes that he was on a path to becoming this high status official, but then his life got changed around and he became someone who was enslaved.
但是他有没有后悔呢？没有。他在这个最后被审判的时候，他说：“亚基帕王啊，故此我没有违背那从天上来的意象。”
And then when he was, did he have any regrets when he was faced with the king during his trial? He said that I did not forsaken what was in charge.
Vision, yeah.
Well, I did not forsaken the vision that was given to me.
也就是说，我们要做一个忠心的管家，忠心的神的仆人。有个很重要，就是我们要有启示。这个启示如果没有的话，我们虽然很忠心、很努力，但是可能跟神的旨意是相反的，这是一个可能。
So in other words, in order to be a faithful servant, one of the things that it requires that we need to have revelation, because without that, then we cannot truly execute the will of the master.
Okay, 好，那我们看这个我们刚刚念的那一段就是彼得前书的第四章那一段呢，是我们今年教会的主题，叫做做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And so what we just read was in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10, which is also the theme of our church for this year, which is being good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
我们刚刚讲管家呢，通常是讲在一个主人的家里面是那个总管，但在这里的管家呢，他的味道就变成是一般的仆人来讲，就是说在神的家中，每一个人都是属于是神的仆人，神的管家。
And so, as we were just sharing, the both basic terms for the word steward is the one who the master talks to and then who's in charge of everyone else. So that's in normal sense. But in our sense, in our context, it means everybody. Because in the house of God, every one of us.Is a story.
所以呢，他说，若有讲道的，要按照神的圣言讲。
So that's why it says that those who preach must preach according to God's words.
对一般性的事物呢，就是说，若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量来服侍。
And then, so in terms of the
一般性的事物，比如说，
to be an attendant, and to wait upon.
好，那这讲到这个这里的这里的这个服侍呢，圣经的原文是刚刚我们讲的第二个字呢，执事的那个字1247 diakonos 这个字。
So here in the second passage, where it says to serve, it is that second word that we talk about is diakonos.
所以这里的仆人总称是讲神的所有仆人总称，不管你是管家、监督。或者执事或者一般的基督徒，这讲所有的仆人来讲，你如果可以讲到的神的话语，那按时分粮；如果你的能力是可以做厨房的工作、清扫的，神说你就尽力去做，那这个就是事务性的跟神话语的执事两列。
So this is a collective term used to refer to all of the children of God in the household, this word steward.
好，所以呢，我们一面呢，我们。在神的仆人，不论你是管家、监督或者你是一般的基督徒，我们是做很低的工作，我们是做像在谣传的里面最低下的，我们是要很谦卑的这是一方面讲到神的仆人，他需要有这样的认识。
And so, regardless whether you're doing the job of steward, very high or very very low, but we need to have this very this humbleness in us and.So that's a requirement.
也就是我们没有自己的意识，是只有什么神的意识。也就是我们在神的家中，不管你呵护的是大的还是小的， 只有一个，就是你是要听主人的，这个叫奴仆的心。奴仆自己没有意思的，是看主人的意思。
And so in other words, you need to have the heart of a servant. That means regardless whether you're in charge of the large things or the small things, what you care most about is to execute the will of the master God.
但另外一方面，在神的家要当管家，按时分粮，容易不容易？不容易的。
And also on the other hand, to be a steward in the house of God and to be able to dispense food in a timely manner, is that an easy thing to do? It's not easy.
就像在公司里面，每天都面临非常复杂的工作，复杂的这个情况。那一个在公司里面当 CEO, 当经理的人呢，是很辛苦的，因为他要非常有智慧、聪明，啊，能够去有见识，啊，又忠心，啊，这是很不容易的。
It's like, for example, like a CEO or manager of a company, they are faced with millions of things each and every day, just people waiting for their decisions. So it's not easy for them to be a steward, someone who's in charge of something.
要忠心又有见识，要见识这是很不容易的。要忠心又要见识，这个实在是，说真的，要求蛮高的。
That's why it's a high requirement to be both wise and faithful servant.
好，所以我们就对这个好，那这第一点就是讲到我们刚刚讲到就是第一节、第二节啊，这两节我们大概讲了一下。那么是做神的仆人，神要求要我们忠心。那这个忠心呢，要跟什么？我们要有启示。如果你没有启示的话，你可能很忠心的做，但最后是跟神的旨意相反。
So in verse 1 and 2, talk about what it takes to be a servant, and that is that we need to be faithful, and not only that, we also need to have revelation. It's only then can we know the will of the master.
好，那么除了这个以外呢，当神的仆人在神的家中呢，会发生什么事呢？会被论断，我们会被论断，也可能我们论断别人。也就是说，这个我们就要有心理准备，也就是我们在神的家中服事呢，我们要能够注意到这几个点。
And then secondly is that in the household of God, when you serve, that you also need to prepare yourself that you will be judged at some point.
那怎么样能够让我们自己不会在被论断的时候呢，能够继续的服事呢？
And that's that you'll be judged by others. And so how can we, when faced with these various judgments from others, that we can continue to serve God.
要能够看见说审判是属于主，也就是说所有的最后的审判论断，唯一有就是唯一可以站得住的是谁呢？只有主耶稣。别人讲的其实我们都可以，今天都可以听到。如果批评的是我有错了，我们就悔改；如果没有，我们就让它过去，不要留在心里面难受不服侍的，这是我们的心态要学习。
So, but we need to be able to know that what really matters, what ultimately determines everything, is the judgment. What who we answer to is the judgment of the Lord. Whereas judgment from others, if you hear it and if it makes sense that you indeed have wrong, you are in the wrong, then go ahead and correct yourself. But if you heard the judgment, then realize that it's unfounded, then just ignore that.
好，所以呢，这只有几个点。一个就是说，保罗认为自己怎么样？我不觉得自己有错，但他可以在耶稣基督面前说我没有错吗？他不敢。他说呢，我自己良心上我不觉得有错，但是呢，也不能因为这样子，我可以敢在神面前自夸说我是一个自义的。他不敢这样说。
And so Paul said that, for I am conscious of nothing against myself, yet I am not by this acquitted. But the one who examined me is the Lord.
因为他也很多时候，我们这个人，虽然我们觉得忠心，但我们里面很多动机隐藏的，其实我们不知道的，只有主知道。
So for us, we may be faithful to the Lord, but yet there may be a lot of motivation inside of us that are hidden that we are not aware of, and only the Lord knows.
好，所以我们有个敬畏主的心。第二个呢，我们不要论断别人，学习不要去批评，多说一些鼓励的话。这个讲很容易，但是有些时候是不容易啊。所以我们要操练，多说一些鼓励的话，少说批评的话。
And secondly, is to not judge others, is to, because for judging others is fatal to the church. So we should learn to speak more words of encouragement to others.
那我不是说你们不可以 批评知识会有，或者是我们在当神的仆人有做错，你们不能批评，不是这个意思。我就说我们在要论断或批评之前呢，我们先有一点祷告在神面前。如果说这个是对的，我觉得教会在这里做错了，那我们应该要主动的，而且敢于说的话，先神面前祷告，然后让神先光照你，觉得你要说的话是可以的，那么再说。这样，我是觉得教会里面很多弟兄姐妹都很热心的要服侍，要把它做好。但有些时候不能做好，这他们也不能够控制，是有这个问题。
So I'm not saying that you know one can't point out the wrongs that others have done. For example, like maybe the deacon board, you know, things that you've believed that they did wrong. But however, I feel like before you say that, bring those charges, bring it before the Lord, place it before the Lord, and pray about it and see if this is indeed something that should be pointed out.
今天早上李霞姐妹呢，她一早来，她摔了一跤。
So this morning our sister Li Xia came early and she unfortunately fell.
我们昨天都清完了，想说应该没有问题。早上还买，我们还买了盐巴跟那个 dispenser。早上来，我们才想要撒，就她已经摔了一跤了。后来我们赶快撒，所以很多时候我们没有办法预料的，所以。
So even though we thought we clear the grounds on church, and then even this morning we even purchased salt and dispensers to dispense the salt, but she walked right before we were able to dispense those. So sometimes you just can't foresee these things.
那礼拜五晚上有个小孩子摔跤，所以这个我们就是因为这个是天气的关系，他早李霞今天摔了蛮厉害的，这个大腿骨这边摔了蛮厉害的。
And also Friday evening we have a little kid who also fell, and so it's the weather, it's kind of unpredictable.
好，那另外一个就是我们不自意不自夸，在教会里面呢，我们都有不同的生命，也就有些时候你会看到别人生命比你小，他还在操练，我们可能觉得我们生命比他强。这些东西我们不要论，因为每一个人生命领受是不一样的。
So the third thing is that we're not self-righteous and we're not self-boasting ourselves. For example, we look at and see, oh, that person's spiritual life maybe younger or less than so. Everyone's different. So we should not be self-righteous and self-boasting.
那我们看到，如果你看到这个哥林多前书后书讲到保罗自己，他讲到说呢，教会的弟兄姐妹呢，不认为他是使徒，拒绝他，在这种情况下呢，保罗自己就讲了他在神面前什么态度。
And so in the second Corinthians, Paul wrote about how other churches didn't view him as an apostle.
就教会里面，如果我们被外面的不信的人论断，我们其实是很好过，心里还可以，但对弟兄姐妹的论断呢？很难过的，我想我们，而且是你很热心的服侍的话，像保罗这样子，教会弟兄姐妹，哥林多的弟兄姐妹呢，不承认他是使徒，有些人是这样子，他知道了。
And so sometimes, when you're judged by people on the outside who don't know anything about you, who are non-believers, their judgment you could easily ignore because they don't know any better. But then, for the brothers and sisters in church to judge him, Paul.It's just that much harder.
就有点像夫妻之间，如果外面人讲还好，如果你自己最亲密的你的丈夫或者妻子这样批评你的话呢，你就受不了了，是不是这样子？
And so in the same way, when others saying bad things about you, on the outside, that's one thing. But then to have your spouse, someone who's closest to you, to say these negative things about you, so it's hard, much harder to accept.
但保罗就说了，他所有焦点在什么呢？在耶稣，不是在人的身上。如果我们焦点在人的话，就会分裂了。我是属于亚波罗，我是属于保罗，我是属于彼得。人的眼光如果在神，在主的话，我们就不会这样。所以保罗看见了说，审判乃是主，所以对人的论断批评，他就不介意。
And so Paul, to those, he made a point that if his focus was on the people, then all these judgments from others would ultimately lead to division. But he said that he knows that his judgment it comes from the Lord. And so knowing that, then the judgment from other people are not so important anymore to him.
好，那从第八节到十三节，我们刚刚没有念，我大概讲一下这个阶段。这段呢，其实是保罗书信很少见的，就是说呢，是一个讽刺的话， 他说你们已经饱足，不需要我们的，你们是荣耀的，我们是羞辱的。就是对哥林多的教会的弟兄姐妹批评他的人，他这样说啊，你们已经很好的。它是一种啊，是一种反面的讽刺的话的意思。
So in verse chapter 4 verse 9 through 13, we didn't get a chance to read this, but we'll go here over here real quick. But it's something that's really rare in Paul's writing style. He uses sarcasm against the brother and sister in the church in Corinth, and basically to their judgment, he said that. Oh, you guys don't need us, for we because we are without honor and despised.
But you are distinguished. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That we are reviled, that we are persecuted, mm-hmm. that we slandered, and so basically it's sarcasm that he's using.
就像有时候父母亲要教孩子也是一样，会用一些反面的，好像讽刺的，要来说劣势的啊一样的。保罗是用一个父母的心，一个为父的心呢。对哥林多教会神的儿女呢，像他的孩子一样的来讲的。
And so just in similar ways, how sometimes parents will use sarcasm to teach their kids or talk to their kids. Paul to Paul the brother and sister in the church in Corinth is kind of like his own children, and that's why he uses this tone to talk to them.
好，哥林多前书的四章第十节，我念给你们听。他说：“我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙的，你们在基督里倒是聪明的；我们软弱，你们倒强壮；你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视。”
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 10, he said, "We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are prudent in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are without honor."
好，这里讲到说呢，这是针对哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说的。他说：“你们呢是聪明，我们是愚拙；你们是强壮，我们是软弱；你们是荣耀的，我们是被藐视的。”他是对哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说的。
So Paul is saying these things to the, specifically to the brothers and sisters in the church in Corinth.
那么十一节到十二节呢，就底下说的被咒骂、被逼迫、被毁谤，不是哥林多教会，是对。保罗在宣教过程里面呢，那些犹太人逼迫他的，这是对犹太人说的。
And then in verse 11 through 12, he now addressing this to, he's talking about the Israelites during his missionary trips.
Jews,
the Jews.
他说十一节，他说直到如今，我们还是又饥又渴，又赤身露体，又挨打，又没有一定的住处，并且劳苦。亲手做工，被人咒骂我们就祝福，被人逼迫我们就忍受，被人毁谤我们就善劝。
And so verse 11 and 12 he says, To this present hour we are both hungry and thirsty, and are poorly clothed, and are roughly treated, and are homeless, and we toil, working with our own hands when we are reviled, we bless when we are persecuted, we endure.
好，所以这整段呢，就告诉我们要有愿意付代价的心。就如果你要来成为神的仆人，要有一个准备，愿意付代价。
So all these tells us that if you want to become a servant of God, then you must be prepared to pay the price.
好，那我们刚刚讲说这个啊，哥林多前书呢，讲到两个成为神的仆人两个点，一个是要经历十字架的对付，另外一个就是要在神面前有忠心啊，有启示。
And so in 1 Corinthians, we, as we talked about before, that there's two points to become God's servant is that, first of all, you need to be dealt with by the cross. And secondly, is that you need to be faithful to God.
我其实蛮感谢神，因为我们教会的弟兄姐妹实在是非常热心的服事，真的在各个服事上呢，都很多弟兄姐妹很热心的服事。
And I truly want to thank God for the brothers and sisters in our church are truly very, very faithful.And in a lot of things, to, in terms of service, in terms of serving.
让我们这些当执事的，其实是只是负责一些，但其实都是弟兄姐妹在帮忙做事是感谢神能够造就各位大家弟兄姐妹有个心，就是说我们愿意当神的好管家，在神的家中有什么我们可以做的，那我们就摆上。但是要记得，就是说，在这个过程里面，在整个过程呢，哥林多教会让我们看见的，会有很多的难处出来。这个十字架就要对付，十字架这时候显明了，所以经过这个以后呢，就会成为神荣耀的教会。
And so like in terms of the deacon boards, we're just simply helping to coordinate things, but it's brothers and sisters who are actually doing all of these things. And as we just read through that, during while we serve, there will be conflict, but we want to, as long as we are we look towards being faithful to him, to God, that he will shine forth and the church will be glorified by him.
那如果你还没有奉献给神的基督徒，我觉得我们可以在神面前向神祷告说，神啊，我愿意把自己献给你。你就这样子向神祷告，神悦纳，而且神会看顾带领你啊，成为合神心意的仆人。那么我向我们教会啊，在这个最后的这个主要回来之前呢，可以做好神美好的见证。
And then if you are a Christian, but yet you have not served yet, then you can pray to God and offer yourself out. And I'm sure he will accept you and help you. And so I think it's very important for us to be good stewards before his second coming.
好，我们做个祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是说话的神。
Lord, we want to thank you for you are God who speaks.
主，我们知道你要拣选人来做一个事工的时候，主，你先把我们造就成为合你心意的器皿。
We know that before you chose us to do a certain work, you will change, help build us into a vessel that is to your satisfaction.
主，我们承认我们天然的这个人，再怎么样热心，也不能达到你的心意。
And we know that we admit that our natural man, no matter how fervently we have for you, that we cannot do this.
我们只能成为难主你旨意的人。
And the only thing we can become is someone who actually blocks your will.
主，我们感谢你，你把你的仆人耶稣基督以及众圣徒像保罗摆在我们面前，让我们看见这条荣耀的道路。
And Lord, we thank you for you giving us your faithful servant, our Lord Jesus Christ, and other saints such as Paul as examples before us.
不但如此，你要把你的教会建造成荣耀的教会。
And not only that, but you also want to build your church into a glorious church.
主，我们愿你的旨意成就在你的儿女当中。
It will be done among your children.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.